Did you miss your bus again? And I say that knowing you did, because, once again, you're on my doorstep. Only tonight you look like a drowned rat. That's quite the storm, and you are soaked. You'd better come in. Yes, technically, we are closed, just like every other time you've missed the bus. But I couldn't leave you out looking like that. You're shivering. Give me your coat. Give me your coat. Do you not own an umbrella, by the way? I thought we talked about this. Okay. I'm going to hang out by the heater. It'll dry out, but it might take some time. Do you have anywhere important to be? Are you sure? What? Oh, it's nothing. It's... Well, I was just thinking, and, I would say that you've missed your bus more than you've ever caught it. Well, for as long as I've been working here, in a way. Your girlfriend must be so annoyed at you. Well, you always come home late. You don't have a girlfriend. You don't have a girlfriend? No, it's just I would have thought you would have a girlfriend. Why? Because you're a rather attractive drowned rat? Would you like a hot chocolate? Oh no, it wouldn't be a bother. In fact, it's already waiting for you. Along with some cake and a biscuit and a pastry. Wasn't quite sure what you'd be in the mood for. Let's just say I had a feeling. I had a rather strong feeling that you'd be along tonight. Oh no, it's not bad. I like the company. The clothing shift is boring. Really boring, but I'm the new girl, so I get the worst shifts on the rota. Or the best. All depends on how you look at it. How am I looking at it? I'm going to go and get you a hot chocolate. No, you're going to stay right there, because if you go and get it, you'll drip dirty water all over my nice clean floor. It's fine, I'm just joking. If you want to go and get it, you're more than welcome. Or I can bring it to you, and maybe I could also have a hot chocolate. There is a second cup. Do you really think I'm the kind of girl that would let you drink hot chocolate alone? Because I'm not. Here's your hot chocolate. Yes, it is the fancy kind. Oh, how did I know you'd be around at this time? You're always around at this time. Well, every time you miss your bus, which is every day. Which is rather careless of you, missing the bus like that. It means that you're always just waiting outside my door, loitering, looking particularly sad. No, you do. You look sad. You pout. And I mean you really pout. It's not just the lips, it's the whole face. Actually, it's your whole body. It's a full body pout, and, well, I'm not heartless. I couldn't just leave you out there, so I, brought you in. And, well, here we are. Drinking hot chocolate. Waiting for your coat to dry out, because you still have not bought an umbrella. Which is a good thing, because I got you something. Here. It's an umbrella. It's just an umbrella. It's not a... It's just an umbrella. Perhaps if you're a little drier, you won't pout as much. Which would be a shame, really, because, nothing. Actually, it's not nothing, it's something. It would be a shame, because you're rather attractive when you pout. You're rather attractive, full stop. Even in your current state, as a drowned rat. Not that you look like a drowned rat. You look like a drowned, I don't know. You look attractive, because you are attractive. We're very bad at this. We are bad at this. Because I... Oh, no. But also, you have missed an absurd amount of buses. I mean, come on now. There's no way that you've missed that many buses. Not by accident, anyway. I thought so. Took me a while to figure it out. Mostly because I'm the new girl and I was getting used to the cafe and, but I think it was the 8th time that I began to get an inkling that something was a little off. Another Miss Bus. Seeing you on my doorstep, pouting. Full body pout. And that takes effort. Well, it got me thinking. Well, it got me wondering. Daydreaming. Because, I don't know a lot of people here. And working the late shift. Well, you don't really make that many friends. You have regulars, but not friends. It's something about the hours. People are in a rush to go home, which is understandable. But not you. Not you. You just keep missing your buses. Like you don't want to go home. And I hope I know why. I think I know why. If it's not that. You've missed a lot of buses, and I've let you in a lot. And I shouldn't do that. I really shouldn't do that because we're shut. We are shut. But I do. And you sit there and you wait for things like your coat to dry out because you won't buy an umbrella. Or for me to finish work so you can walk me to the bus stop. And we wait for the bus. And we sit together. And, well, I get off first and you wave at me, and as the bus pulls away, you're back at me. That's a lot of buses that you've missed. A lot. And I'm hoping that you are like me. Awful at this. Just awful. Because I am. Because I... There is a really, really nice Italian just down the road by the bus stop. Yeah, that one. And it opens late tonight. I mean, it doesn't ordinarily open late, but they are open late tonight. Because the chef really likes his coffee. And he's really grumpy. And, yeah, no one else will serve him. But I do. And I might have, mentioned you in passing. Just in passing. That you miss a lot of buses and we end up walking to the bus stop together. And, maybe we could stop in for an Italian. If it was, I should warn you that if you say yes, not that I'm asking, I'm just, suggesting, if you do want to eat, it might be a bit romantic because he's got the wrong idea somehow. I don't know how. I don't know how. So there might be candles and music and roses. There will be roses, but it doesn't have to be a date. It's not a date unless you would like it to be a date. This is so bad. Would you like to go on a date at the Italian now? Because I've kind of arranged it. Of course, if you have actually just been missing buses and it isn't me. It is me. Oh, thank fuck. I fought. I hoped. And then I started talking and I am bad at this. Yes, you are too. Because that's a lot of buses. And, we should go. Don't worry about finishing the hot chocolate. And, your coat's not dry. So I'm just, it's fine. We have an umbrella. So, you can put on the coat. It's just down the, you know this. I'm just. I kind of just want to get you there. That's... Oh, no. You're putting your coat on. You want to get there too, because you think we've taken quite long enough. Well, you're not wrong. A date. We're going on a date. Finally, we're going on a date. I don't mean finally. I do mean finally because... Yeah. So, I should probably tell you that I've been working here long enough that I can, come off the late shift. So, if you feel like not missing buses, we could have more dates. If you like. You would. We should go. Yes, I need a coat because it's raining and you can stop laughing anytime. It's not that funny. It's kind of funny. But then again, you look like a drowned rat. So can you really talk? Yes, an attractive drowned rat, but still a drowned rat. So I'm going to go and get my coat and we can go on our date. Yay. Shut up. Yes. No, don't start. I am not cute. No. Oh, bum. I'll get my coat. And yes, I'll get my coat. And we can go on our date. Oh, bum.